Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
That was a beautiful song. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How's everyone doing out there? Hallelujah. Welcome once again to another edition of the Hebrew Israelite Nation Elders Show. We have a great show for you tonight. We're going to be talking about a subject that I believe has touched a little of each of us. And we're all trying to, at least those of us who are trying to perfect ourselves in the Most High, we are all trying to let this characteristic go. And please stay tuned, because if you want to make it into the kingdom, we're going to have to find a way to let this characteristic go. And we're talking about selfishness. And our keynote scripture tonight is going to be taken from the book of James, chapter 3, verse 16. I want to read it out of two separate translations. The first one, I'm just doing it because so many of you swear by the King James. I'm going to read it by the King James, but then we're going to read it in an edition that brings it home a little more clear than what it's really saying. Because it's really talking about that subject, selfishness. So, out of the King James, it reads, "For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." Okay? And now we're going to read it. Elder, what is this edition again? Go ahead and let us know what is this edition.
We got the scripture version of it.
The scripture version. That's right. That's right. And the scripture version reads as follows. In James 3:16, it says, "For where jealousy," listen to this, "for where jealousy and self-seeking are," there you go. I like how it hit home on that self-seeking, selfishness. "For where jealousy and self-seeking are, there is confusion and every foul deed." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So tonight, hallelujah, we're going to introduce, it's just the Elder and myself, Elder Yael, and myself, Elder Uliah. And again, we're on the 60-minute version tonight. We're not going to do the 2 hours. We're on the 60-minute, so we're going to jump to it. And no further ado, I'm going to bring Elder on. Get this thing started. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead, Elder.
All right, all right. Hallelujah. I told our Elder for the introduction and the scripture reading tonight. Okay, yeah, that selfishness is what we're going to be looking at. But you know what? We're going to be looking at this thing in a way, you know, because, again, like you have just said, this particular characteristic that has been out there amongst our people, it has touched a lot of us, you know, and it's touching a lot of us right now. And so what I want to do, let me just go back, and I want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and I'm going to start with verse 15 to 20. I want to look at this, see what the scripture is talking about, you know, because we did say, ask the question, what does Yah think about selfishness? And as we go on through this program tonight, we want to answer that question, okay? But we want to answer it from Yah's word itself, you know. As we look at it, and you just read a good scripture there, James, you know, chapter 3, verse 16. That was a very good one there. And what we're going to do is look at this scripture here in 1 Corinthians, and we're going to go to chapter 6. And I'm going to start with verse 15, like I said, and it reads, Do you not know that your bodies are members of the Messiah? Shall I then take the members of Messiah and make them members of a whore? Let it not be, okay? Remember that, let it not be, okay? Or do you not know that he who is joined to a whore is one body? For he says the two shall become one flesh, okay? Now that's what the scripture is telling us, teaching us now, giving us some understanding so that when we are out here in this world, you know, we're going to be careful. We need to keep Yah's word in our mind. So when we think about thinking that we should do certain things, You know, we want the word to tell us in our heart, thou shalt not, okay? And he who is joined to the master is one spirit. See? Flee whoring. Sin, okay, every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he who commits whoring sins against his own body, okay? Now, you should love yourself better than that, you know? It says, or do you not know that your body is the dwelling place of the set-apart spirit who is in you, which you have from Yah, and you are not your own, okay? For you were bought with a price. Therefore, esteem Yah in your body and in your spirit, which are of Yah. All right? Now, let's remember this because this is serious. Yah is not playing with us. He is making sure he give us the understanding so that when we get out there, see, because so much is happening, you know, especially to our people that Satan, you know, Satan, Scripture tells us Satan is at war with the seed of the remnant. You see, he's at war with us. So, you know, no wonder we're not going to have to be surprised when we see what is going on in our community. You know, how they are, even the world itself, Satan has inspired men, you know, Gentiles and people who are in control of this country, who are in rulership, you know, has inspired them to do things. Again, I think we touched on this a little bit last week, to bring situations into our kids while they are young, you know, so that they can impress certain garbage in their minds that they have no reason that they should be even doing at a young age, a child at such an age. We're talking about ages from 0 to 4 years old. They're introducing stuff through this school system out there, this public school system. So we talked about the derogatory things that they are doing, claiming they are teaching the kids, enlightening the kids, and so forth. But this is garbage. This is what Satan is doing. He's infecting the minds of our kids, you know. And so that's why he's doing these things to the children at that young age, you know, introducing them to things like how to fit a condom on somebody, another person, you know, whether it be a woman or a man, you know, how to do things like that, you know, sexual perversion. Teach them how to do certain things that is perverted already, even at that very young age, you see. And the reason I'm speaking on this kid tonight, because just this week, all right, there's a young man in the news right now, right over here where we live. Every time we turn on TV in the morning, they all bring up pretty much what is going on with his case. But this young man, first of all, he had, I don't know if it was a wife or something, I didn't get that quite understood, but he had a 3-year-old daughter, you see. And he abused first daughter at 3 years old, abused her, 3 years old now. You know, messed her up, abused her, broke the bones and everything, you know, some crazy stuff. This young man, you know, and he's not that old, you know, he wasn't that old, but he's old enough to shouldn't know better than to do something like that to his own daughter. And then what happened, I just don't know what happened, because somehow after so much time has elapsed between his first daughter, now I believe he went to jail, he got out or something, and they let him out for some reason, you know. And, you know, sometimes they'll do that when you just abuse each other. You know, I just like when I lived in Chicago, as long as the Brews was killing each other, you know, they never did anything. They didn't care how many of us we killed of our own selves. But one day, some white guy was over in the neighborhood. They killed him. And boy, that was a mistake, because the minute they killed this white guy, that same day, the leader of that gang, I'm not sure if it was the Blackstone Nation gang or something like that, but the leader was arrested the same day, thrown in jail, and they threw away the keys, you see, because he killed a white man. As long as his gang was over there killing up blacks, every morning I used to wake up, I could count on so many of them dying that has gotten killed or got shot on the south side or on the west side of Chicago, you know? And in fact, during that time, there was more people in gang violence and so forth was killed than the total amount of soldiers that was killed during the Vietnam War, okay? Because this was during that time. More people dying in Chicago. You had a better chance to live if you would have joined the army and let them send you on over to Vietnam, and you spent your year or so there killing and fighting, and you had a better chance of survival to come on back than you did almost right there in Chicago. Because, and statistics bear this out. You can research this and, you know, find that out. But for sure, that's what happened. This is the way it was. So as long as we're abusing each other and accusing each other, you know, who knows? They just might let you slide, you know, till you get a chance to do it again. Because after so many times, and we're still wondering how this guy was out, because now he done already had another baby, another daughter, you know, as soon as she's about 3 years old, here he is, done did the same thing to his second daughter, abused her sexually. You see? Now, see, this is the kind of result that we see as a result of what they've been teaching these kids in school behind our backs. They don't have to tell the parents what they're being taught, you see? And so this is what we see, some of the results of that kind of thing that is going on behind the parents' back, you know, and they just don't realize it until all of a sudden they have a little monster have been grown up in their own house, and this little monster here is doing things that, you know, they had never heard of. They came up, they, you know, it's amazing, you know, how our nation, Satan, have jumped on our nation, the nation of Israel, the remnant, the seed of Abraham, and he's doing these cruel stuff to the children of Israel, and that's why we as adults, grown folks, elders and imams and occultees, young occultees, young ox, you know, who are getting married, having children, we got to wake up and keep our children out of the mouth of that demon, okay? There's those reprobate-minded people that claim they're teaching our children. We got to pray to Yah, okay? Like I was saying last week, don't just give up and think there is no hope, you see? Because Yah will make a way out of no way for his people, for those who cling to him, come to him, pleading for help, you see? And so we got to remember these things and don't let Satan trick us and think that, you know, he's got the upper hand, because through Yah, all things, we can do all things through Yahushua who strengthened us, all right? He promised us that, okay? Now, verse 1 in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, and it reads here, see, like I said, these things here, we got to protect ourselves from this kind of stuff. It says, it is commonly reported that there is whoring among you, and such whoring as is not even named among the nations, so as one to have his father's wife, you know? Now, that is something that, man, I mean, that is something that that shouldn't ever be anything like that going on among us, we, you know, as a nation. And it says, and you have been puffed up and did not rather mourn, so that he who has done this deed be removed from among you. Okay? For I indeed, as absent in body, but present in spirit, have already judged the one who did this as though I were present. In the name of our Master Yahushua, the Messiah, when you are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of our Master Yahushua, the Messiah, deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, you know, in order that his spirit be saved in the day of the master, Yahushua. You see? So we can't stand for this stuff. You know, we can't stand by and let this stuff continually to go on amongst us, and we do nothing. We act as though, well, it ain't happening to me. I'm okay. That's them. You know, I don't care what happens. You know, we can't have that kind of attitude. That's, we got to be gone. We got to pray for these individuals out there. Pray that, well, you know, look what Paul's saying. You know, deliver that such person that would do such thing like that. But his goal is to save their spirit. You see? You know, get rid of that fleshly desire, that evil thing that is causing an individual to do such things like that. You know, because if you don't, if somebody does, something don't intervene into this individual's life, you know, there's no telling how far he's going to go. And the next thing, he's going to be killed in that state of mind that he's in. And the next thing you know, he will be lost, everlasting, into everlasting punishment. You see, never, you know, too late, never to be saved, because he will be dead. Okay, your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the entire lump? Therefore, cleanse out the old leaven, so that you are a new lump, as you are unleavened. For also Messiah, our Passover, was slaughtered for us. Okay, so then, let us celebrate the festivals not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of evil and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. You see? So we can hear this now. Listen to what Paul is saying. Truth, okay? And so when we do this, he says, I wrote to you in my letter not to keep company with those who whore. All right? And I certainly did not mean with those who of this world who whore, or with the greedy of gain of swindlers or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. You see? In other words, you're gonna be amongst these kind of people. You know, you don't have to, God's not gonna just take you on out of the world away. You know, you gotta be here, but you have a duty. You know, you us that knows Yah and Yahushua, who is following his teachings, being obedient to Yah's word, okay, we do have a responsibility to continually to bring his truth forth, you see? You know, because, John 6:63 say the words, Yahushua's words, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life, okay? So we got to stay into truth, okay? His word, okay? But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone called a brother, if he is one who whores, or greedy of gain, okay? I'm just going to read this again, or an idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or a swindler, not even to eat with such one, you see? So if you know these things about an individual, you know, you got to be careful how you deal with that person. You got to be thinking, all right, what does the word of Yah commands us to do in these type of situations? What is the counsel of Yah's word concerning this type of situation, you know? And so as long as you let Yah's word come in and be the guidance of your mind through these type of situations, then you'll come out. It will work out. You see, for what have I to do with judging outsiders? Do you not know not judge those who are inside? Okay, so we got to look at within ourselves, within our own community. Okay, that's what we got to do. You see, and we got to root out these things that are contrary to Yah's word, contrary to his commands, the things that he's teaching us, telling us, you know, our way of life. You know, we got to root out these things that are contrary. But Yah judges those who are outside and put away the wicked one from among you. You know? So that's what we got to, like I said, not allow ourselves to get off track. Don't let ourselves get over distracted that we can't continually to be aware of our surroundings, okay? Be a discerning person. You know, discern the situations that you might find yourself within, you know? And keep praying to Yah. Keep depending on him. Keep holding on to him, okay? Because his arms are not too short that he cannot save, okay? And he can. And that's why he said he would send us his spirit to lead and guide us into all truths. All right. So hallelujah, hallelujah. Just want to kind of get us started out because we're going to be talking about some things here. And we're just going to let Yah give us the understanding and let his spirit control this particular program tonight. So Elder Eliah, I'm calling on you now. Come on up and bring some more wisdom to this whole conversation here.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Elder. Okay, we're talking about selfishness. What is the root?
Mm-hmm.
What is one of the roots of selfishness? I mean, why would we not want to seek and go Yah's way, but instead want to look inward and go our own way? You know, the ways of man is not within himself. That's a scripture I'm going to bring out later tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What is one of the roots of it? Why do even those of us who know Yah's word, because of selfishness, a lot of us choose to go Yah's way. I mean, choose to go our own way.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not just for the infidel. You know, people say, oh, mass killers and, you know, just people just out there, they didn't know nothing about the Most High. That's true. But there's people who have a history, at least a family history, where, you know, they were raised knowing about the Most High. They had righteous parents or righteous elders, but they still chose to go their own way. We see examples in scripture, especially in a lot of the Old Testament scriptures, where you had a righteous man, a righteous king, but their sons were wicked, you know. And you think, like they say, an apple don't fall far from the tree. Well, that's not always the case.
Mm.
One of the roots is they do not fear Yah. And I want to go right to the scripture in Psalms, very short little scripture. It's in Psalms 14, verse 1. Now, get this. When we read the scripture, a lot of us are just going to look to the outside and say, well, you know, that's talking about some poor soul that don't believe in the Most High. You know, that's a shame. You know, that's really a shame. You know, their life cannot be blessed. You know, they're going through life not believing in Yah. Well, see if you can put yourself in this scripture. But you say, I'm not an atheist, though. Well, I didn't ask that. See if you can put yourself in this scripture. Let the scripture itself define. Let the scripture define the type of person that is a fool. Let the scripture does not believe. So this scripture says, Psalms 14 and 1, it says, the fool, you know, Yahushua kind of recommended that we do not call anyone a fool. So this was not us calling a fool. This is the Most High calling someone a fool. It says, the fool has said in his heart, in his spirit, there is no Mighty One. There is no Yah. There is not a creator. Done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. So the fool has said in his heart. So are we talking about self-proclaimed atheists? An atheist can fit in there, but we want to bring it closer to that. We want to talk to that person, that image that stares back at you when you look in the mirror. You say, that's not me. Well, let's see. Let's see here. What did Jeremiah 10 and 2 says? It says, learn not the way of the heathen. Do not follow their ways. Do not follow their customs. Do not follow their patterns of life. But what do we do? And here we go again. You say, you guys beating a dead horse. Yes. We're going to talk about fornication. Because as Elder read out of the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, all the other sins, now they're bad. Sin is the transgression of the law. That's transgressing the law. But all the other sins, it says, is done outside the body. But when you fornicate, when you are homunger, when you partake in the sin of fornication, that means sex outside of the covenant of marriage. It's marriage. We're talking about Yah's definition of marriage. A man and a woman. A man and a woman enter into covenant agreement before Yah. They take vows to love each other and support each other for the rest of their lives. Now, when you have sex outside of the marriage covenant, you are fornicating. What does the world like to use? You know, we learned synonyms when we were children, when we were, you know, in grade school. What's one of the first synonyms, if you can say so, that would come up under the word fornication in today's vernacular? Well, you don't have to look no further than what they talk about on TV, what they talk about on online platforms, what they talk about everywhere. Dating is basically a synonym of fornication. Oh yeah, I know. You might be one of those who date and you don't partake in fornication. All right. So you're one of the 0.00001%. Dating is a synonym of fornication. So what's the big deal about it? Remember, every other sin is done outside the body. But Yah's word says when we partake in fornication, when we have sex outside of the covenant of marriage, he say you're sinning against your own body. And all types, you're opening yourselves up for all types of tribulation. See, because God's word says in Galatians 6, 6th chapter, I think it's somewhere between the 7th and the 9th verse. It says, don't be mocked. Yah is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You're not getting away with anything. I want to read an illustration of these are not proclaimed atheists. These are so-called righteous people back in their time, but they did not fear Yah. They did not fear Yah by not fearing his servant. So we're going to see, and you're going to see the retribution also. And you're going to know that you're not going to get away. I know it seems like we get away with fornication. I mean, I've indulged in fornication. Most of us here on this planet who's of adult age have probably engaged in fornication. You think that means it's right? Yah says don't learn the way of the heathen. Don't follow the way of the heathen. That's their way. No, it's not right, and you're going to get retribution. You're going to reap what you sow. whether it's a disease, whether it's madness. It doesn't have to be in the body. It can, Yah is the final judge, how you're going to reap. Some people have reaped death. This is nothing to play with. But we're going to go to the root of it. That's not fearing Yah. I'm going to read the story taken in the book of Numbers, chapter 12. And let's see how the time is doing. Chapter 12. I'm going to read the entire chapter very fast. It says, "And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moshe," that's Moses, spoke against Moses, "because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, Hath Yah indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us?" You hear that? So listen to the pride, the puffedness. "And Yah heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And Yah spake suddenly." See, this is sudden retribution. A lot of times, we can go weeks and months. Some have went years, but they still reap. Now, this is happening suddenly. Sometimes it happens suddenly. "And Yah spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, Come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And Yah came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, Yah, will make myself known unto him in a vision, speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moshe is not so." Listen to this. "Who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of Yah shall he behold. Wherefore," listen to the question that he asked them. He's basically going to say, shouldn't you have known better? Listen to this question. Yah is asking the perpetrators, which in this case is Miriam and Aaron. He says, "Wherefore?" Explained his relationship with Moses is unique. And so he's saying, "Wherefore then were ye not afraid?" Why were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? See? You see that? They were not afraid. They did not fear Yah. Why do we sin? Well, when we sin and we practice sin, when you practice fornication, you are not fearing Yah. And we're going to go back to that Psalms. Why do you think I read the Psalms? We're going to go back to why you don't fear Yah. He said, "Why were you not afraid? You know, why did you mock my servant Moses?" In other words, and it says, "And the anger of Yah," here comes the retribution, "was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold," here we go, "Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, Alas, master, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly." You see this? "We have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead." And we can have a whole message about that, Elder. She turned white, and Aaron is saying she's just like one dead. Okay, but we're talking about something else tonight. It says, "Of whom the flesh is half consumed when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moshe cried unto Yah, saying, Heal her now, O Yah, I beseech thee. And Yah said unto Moses, If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received again. So Yah is saying, no, this is my retribution. She sowed, and this is what I'm going to allow her to reap. And you're not going to shorten it. This is going to be her judgment. It's already been determined. Keep that in mind. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward, the people moved from Hazeroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. Okay, what did we take out of that? Miriam and Aaron, these were not self-proclaimed atheists. So it doesn't matter what your acknowledgement is. You don't have to acknowledge that you're an atheist. You could say that you could say that you're a righteous person. But if your behavior, if your actions speak as one who doesn't fear Yah, then you are prone to indulge in these types of sins. You're prone to indulge, to practice sin. And the sin that has afflicted our people in this age is fornication. Fornication. Now, how are we going to go back to what does Psalm 14 and 1 has to do with it? Well, remember I say look in the mirror? I say remember I said it's not just talking about an atheist? We could read it again and we could see clearer. It says the fool hath said in his heart, there no Yah. They are corrupt. Mm. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Remember, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no Yah. Okay, let's stop there. When you're fornicating, we know that you're going to reap what you sow. And Elder, I like that list that you read off. That's right in 1 Corinthians. I want to touch on it just a little bit because how it lines up with Acts really brings us out. Verse 9. Now, we saw what Yah's retribution was like to Miriam. Okay, she knew better, but she didn't do better. She knew better, but she thought it was a light thing. She was acting as a fool. She was acting just like an unbeliever. See, an unbeliever thinks there's no consequences. There's no retribution to their sin. And Miriam, who knows better, Moses' sister, Yah said Moses was the meekest man on all the earth. Now, you would think Miriam, some of that would rub off on Miriam and Aaron, but they sinned anyway. You see, so you don't have to be an atheist or agnostic, but Yah had immediate retribution. Now, he's going to warn us here in the New Testament. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting at verse 9, it says, know ye not. He's telling you what the retribution. Miriam didn't know what the retribution was going to be. She had no idea. But Yah is letting us know. He says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah? He's telling you. But you say, well, I'm not unrighteous. I'm just, but you're walking around with your girlfriend, you got your boyfriend, everything, and you do the things that people do. You apply Jeremiah 10 and 2 to your life. It says, don't go in their way. Don't learn the way of the heathen. Don't walk in their way. But what do? You date just like the heathen day. You fornicate just like the heathen fornicate. You indulge in premarital sex just like the heathen do. It's no thing to him. See, because Yah says they're fools. But what are you when you look in the mirror? If you're doing the same behavior, same actions, you're acting like a fool. You're fitting right into Psalm 14 and 1. You're acting just like a fool. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there's no Yah. Well, you're acting like there's no Yah. You know why? Because you're acting like there's no retribution. Even though he warns us in advance, he says, right here, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah? Be not deceived. Now, deception sometimes comes from the outside. You know, you can listen to a false teacher, a false prophet, but there's inward deception too. There's self-deception. You could hear the words and tell yourself, oh, it's not going to be that bad on me if I jump in the sack with this person. This is my girlfriend. I love her. That's my boyfriend. I love him. You deceive yourself. You make yourself think. You know why? Because you jumped in that sack so many times and you're still breathing and you haven't had a heart attack or a stroke and you can things are all right. You're acting just like a fool. Now, I'm not calling you a fool. The scripture says you're acting like there's no Yah. You're in the heathen culture. You see what they're doing, whether it's TV, whether it's front of your face, and you're saying, I love that feeling too. I love the feeling of, you know, sexual climax. I love premarital sex. You know, you don't have to say that out loud, but you keep doing it. Your actions prove it. And your actions also prove you're acting just like a fool. You don't fear Yah. You don't think there's no retribution. Many of you have heard the scripture before. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah? It says, be not deceived. What are you doing? You're deceiving yourself. Nothing's happened to me. That's just like in 1 Peter, it reads that the people who do not believe that this kingdom is going to come to an end, this worldly kingdom, this age, it says people have been saying that since days of old, and nothing has never changed. But then the scripture says, Yah is not slack concerning his promises. You know, but Yah is long-suffering. He wants all men to come to repentance. But what do people think? Oh, well, I've been hearing the end of the world coming forever. It ain't going to come. So let me just eat, drink, and be married. Let me fornicate. Let me do my thing. They're acting like a fool. It tells you here, be not deceived. It says, neither fornicators. That's the first thing it mentioned. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers. So you're having sex before marriage, before the covenant, and then even after you, that's fornication, and even after the covenant, you're still going outside the marriage covenant. That ain't enough for you, the husband and wife, still going outside. It says, nor adulterous, that's the adulterer, nor feminine, you know, you don't like the opposite sex, you want to burn towards one another. Homosexuality, they're pushing. A lot of you deceive yourself. You think that's all right, too. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners. Listen, none of which shall inherit the kingdom of Yah. Now, it says some of us used to do that. Some of us in our time where we didn't proclaim to know Yah. Listen to this. It says, and such were some of you at that time, when you didn't claim to know Yah. But ye are washed. Supposed to be washed now. You're different. The Bible says, if any man be in Mashiach, he is a new creation. Your old lifestyle is supposed to be passed away. That's in your past. All things are supposed to be new to you. It says, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of our Mashiach, Yahushua. It says, by the Spirit of Yah, by his Ruach. So, and same chapter, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Now we're going to verse 18. See, now listen to how it says this. It didn't say flee the other sins. Of course you should. It didn't say, like, flee idolatry. It didn't say flee thieving or covetousness or drunkenness. Of course you shouldn't indulge in those things. But after it named those sins, it just came back and says, flee one of them. Verse 18, flee fornication. Why did it say that? It says, because every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. In And elder, then you read, know ye not that your body's a temple? Kadesh, our body's a temple of Yah, and you're taking it and you're fornicating, and you think there's no retribution. You're living just like a fool. Look in the mirror. Are you that fool? You always think when you read that scripture, they're talking about an atheist or, you know, some heathen, some infidel. But what does your action say? Are you that fool? Fornicating. Why do you think our people, one of the reasons, one of the big reasons why we're at the bottom. Oh, yes, I know you're going to say that the curses. Yes, the curses. But what is one of the what is one of the things we're doing to perpetuate the curse? We're indulging. We're walking as the heathen walk. We're totally ignoring Jeremiah 10 and 2. Fornication, we don't fear. Just like Miriam and Aaron, we do not fear. Yeah, on the list. And he put it last on the list. He did it for a reason. All the other sins are outside the body. But we love to defile our own body. And we think it's cool. And the enemy have deceived us so much that we think a lot of us, especially in days past, well, some of us still think this way. If you're not fornicating, something must be wrong with you. Elders say, sometimes they'll call you gay or something if you're not fornicating. Think you're weird. Think you're square. Think every negative thing you could think of. You know, and men and women alike. People think just the men are the lustful ones. Heck, there's most women try to get into a relationship with a woman who doesn't fear Yah and try to go without sex for a number of days. The woman would think something wrong with you. She'll call you out on it. What, are you gay? You know. So it crosses gender line. We've all fallen for this. We're not going to let this fornication go. We're just doing our shows right now. And if y'all will, maybe, not predicting, maybe we might go back 2 hours, Elder. You know more about that. But we're going to. Elder, we're going to have to break this fornication thing wide open. Just like measles, just like other epidemics and pandemics, you know, the measles break out, and way back in Europe, it was the bubonic plague, you know, almost wiped Europe out. This is a pandemic. Look online. Look on TV. Look down the street. Look at the clubs, the bars, everywhere. Even the places that's supposed to be, you know, sophisticated, like places of higher learning, universities, colleges, even there, full of fornication. Even the churches, full of fornication. Even in this so-called Hebrew-Israelite religion, full of fornication. Elder, we got to break this thing wide open. Our people do not fear Yah, especially when it comes to this sin of defiling their own body. And the Bible says, be not deceived. They have deceived themselves. Many of them think they're still going to make it to the kingdom of Yah. Fornicating. Walking around, laying up with their girlfriend, their boyfriend. Some of them even deceive themselves to think they're in a covenant, a marriage covenant, especially the Hebrew Israelite people. Think they're in a covenant and they're just fornicating. We're going to expose this. So you do not make it to the kingdom. You can't tell y'all, I didn't know I was sinning. We're going to expose this. And a lot of you ain't going to like it. A lot of you not going to tune in. But you're not running. You can run, but you can't hide because there's going to be retribution. And Elder, I see where our time is kind of got kind of got away. I'm going to turn it back over to you, but Elder, I would like to continue on this next week. Shalom.
Okay. Shalom. You know, we do have a questioner. Someone wants to come in and probably have a comment. So let me check this out real quick before we sign off, because we do have this extra time to entertain some questions, okay? So let me just see who we got here real quick. Okay. Let's see here if I can get to you. Shalom 770-342. Go ahead. Do you have a question?
Shalom, Elder. This is Rosalia.
Shalom. All right. Hallelujah. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Now, go ahead, honey. Now that's my Isha. Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How you doing, honey?
I'm doing well. Just listening.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that y'all put on my heart a couple of years ago that this fornication spirit amongst our people is really destroying our people. And we're not just only committing physical fornication, but we're committing spiritual fornication against Yah. And you all can probably talk on that at a later time. But I do agree with you. I agree with you, honey, you know, and Elder. And our people really need to stop, because it's really destroying our people, this fornication. Mm. And he laid it on me years ago, and he showed me from my life experience and how it destroyed some things in my life. So I really encourage anyone who's listening to, if they are fornicating, to please repent, ask for forgiveness, and get out of it.
Hallelujah.
And that's all I have to say.
All right.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you like the comment behind your Tisha? Go right ahead.
Well, hallelujah. She hit the nail on the head. I mean, I can't add too much. Hallelujah. She's confirming just what we've been speaking of in Scripture. And
right.
You know, we didn't get a lot to the retribution part, but you know, we're just going to go ahead and maybe next week, Elder, we're going to break it down, and we're going to just chop it up bit by bit,
okay,
line upon line, precept upon precept.
Hallelujah. All right, Elder, okay, we will do that, because, again, we got plenty of examples that Yah shows what happened to those who openly scorn him, you see? And so when you do that, and it tells us here in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 32 says, "For the perverse one is an abomination to Yah." And then it goes on to say, "And his secret counsel is with the straight. The curse of Yah is on the house of the wrong, but he blesses the home of the righteous." So this is why we need to listen to what Yah's word is saying, how he, you know, shows the difference between the wrong, the perverse one, and his righteous one. So this is the time to make that choice. Choose this day whom you will serve. So with that being said, Elder, all right, this is the end of our 60-minute hour here that we promised that we would do. And so we want to invite you to come back out next week, same time. Of course, it will be on that hell eye day that everybody's gone a-whoring after now, right now, during this time. So, you know,
can
she
I
said,
just say one thing?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Can I just say one thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to put this on our listeners' heart until next week. The scripture instructs us not to even fellowship, not to even eat with fornicators. Now, just think about that. You know how many people we eat for lunch with sometimes, dinner. The scripture says, and this is the New Testament. People think the Old Testament was just so strict. This is in the New Testament. This is 1 Corinthians 5:11. We are not even to eat, have fellowship, or have a supper with fornicators. Now, I'm not going to expound on that because the hour is too late. But I just wanted to lay that on our listeners' heart so they could just meditate on that. That's how serious Yah takes this sin. They don't even eat at the table with them, people who are indulging in this. And we just take it plain as day. We just think that sin is just normal. We're totally desensitized towards that. It's nothing to us. We feel there's no consequences. And with that, I am going to leave it alone, Elder. Hallelujah.
All right.
I'll let you close it out.
Well, all right. Okay. Well, I tell you what, we're going to close it out with this last scripture because, you know, this is important. In Revelation 18, verse 4, and I heard another voice from the heavens saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues. So this is something he's warning us, and he have some good examples to show what happened to those who shared in those unrighteous ones' sins. We're going to see this next week. We're going to see it, how, you know, even when the ground opened up and swallowed up a group of them, you know, and they were Hebrews too. So don't think you just because you're a Hebrew Israelite, you are exempt. You could just do what you want to. You better be obedient to Yah's word. That's what you want to do. Should want to do. So hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So okay. With that being said, Elder, we're going to go ahead and close it out. And we just want to thank everybody for coming out and sharing with us and fellowshipping with us tonight. So, we're going to go ahead and close it out. All right.
Good night. Shalom, family.
All right.
My
All right, all right, all right. Shalom, shalom, shalom. All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We'll talk again.
All right. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah.